Oh, I'm getting the video in the Illuminate. That's working fine. Just need to mute it, though. Okay, here we go. I muted it over there. Bobby just walked in the door.
Hello, Bobby. And hello, Claire.
She can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes.
Great. Good deal.
And we even see the top of your head.
Oh, don't look at the top of my head. Is that better?
Yes, we get the whole head. So how was the Illuminate experience? Were you able to hear Vance and I blather?
Are you asking me?
I am asking you, and I'm also going to suggest that you are still listening to the Illuminate, which is going to be the big challenge if we're going to do this kind of hybrid thing.
Okay. Should I get out of Illuminate? Would that help?
You could either get out or mute the speakers.
Yeah, just mute it. Yeah, because in Illuminate, it's what you're getting here.
How do I do that?
Click on the little speaker icon or move the volume meter movement all the way to the left.
Speaker icon.
Toward the very bottom left of the Illuminate screen. I'm never going to call that Collaborate. It's going to be Illuminate forever.
Yeah, me too.
Did that work? I can still hear you, but now I'm hearing you in Hangout, right?
Okay, yes.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, that's good. Okay. For me, Illuminate, I could hear you and Vance very clearly, but it was frustrating because I kept saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And of course, you couldn't hear me because it was muted. It wasn't that you were ignoring me. It was that it was muted. Yeah. So.
No, I also answered you and tapped in eventually.
Right.
So you've done very well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so in contemplating how we might do this kind of hybrid thing, I really think going back and forth is going to be a potential nightmare. I think doing one and then the other in terms of interactivity, streaming into Illuminate is no problem. If we're in a Hangout and we want the Illuminate people to tune into that and have their separate chat, that's possible. But to try to get interactivity between the Illuminate and the Hangout would be challenging.
Maybe a little bit too ambitious.
Yes. And hello, Nina. I see Nina in the Illuminate. Nina, if you'd like to join us in the Hangout, here is the address. And I might suggest that you mute your Illuminate before you join the Hangout.
As we're finding out. And also, I put... there's Bobby. And Claire's here.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. She's saying hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. Tired after a day of work, but I'm doing okay. How are you?
That's right. This is a work day for you, isn't it? Sunday's a work day.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, the first day of the week. So, yeah, worked with the kids and then did some shopping. So, ready to mellow now.
I must say, you guys still look like young lovers. You must be doing something right.
What do you think young lovers would do? Anyway.
Vance, what a question.
Is this recorded?
No, Jeff wouldn't record anything like this.
No.
Plays back on Facebook.
Recorded? No.
No, Vance is the person who always records everybody else saying embarrassing things.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to record us to record him.
No.
Fine, it's okay.
Well, it's nice to see you guys, and I hope you are having a successful session. And, if I don't talk to anybody before Christmas time, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, trying to get her to overcome her shyness of participating in these events. Just, you've never met Bobby, have you, Jeff?
I have never met her face to face, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Claire's been to UAE, part of the TESOL Arabia conferences.
So I met her in Japan, too.
Ah, yeah, in Fukuoka, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I met her twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this. Oh, this is Sandra back. Oh, great. Okay, cool. That's nice. So, can we hear you yet, Sandra?
What is the maximum number of people that can go into a Hangout?
10.
10.
Although there's a new premium something that allows up to 15. Hey, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh,
and we can
amazing.
See a good 60% of your face.
Let's see. How's that?
Great.
Okay, yeah. So what I was supposed to do was close cushions. Illuminate. Right.
You don't have to close it as long as you mute it.
Okay. Well, I closed
the event is. Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't sure what I was supposed to close.
Yeah, and also if you could go to webheadsinaction.org, then there's a chat window. There's a stream is there. In fact, that's what we would send people, isn't it?
That's the question, isn't it? How we're going to get people in?
Well, that would be the base. This is the chat central.
Okay, so I can see the button to make something play, but I presume I don't want to press that button because then I'll have two streams.
No, that's right. But you've got a chat window there.
Chat? I can't.
You see
find
the chat
it.
below the stream?
Do you see a Titan pad open below the video? You have a Titan pad, so there's a little bit
is a Titan pad?
There's, it's a collaborative document tool that has a live chat.
I see it, I think. It's like in different colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has an interesting
story.
Okay, so
I am playing the role of somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. This is easy for me.
Okay, playing the role of newbie tonight will be Nina.
Yes.
There you go. She's been hanging around. She's been hanging around Webheads too long. Everything is easy for her now.
Oh, but I'm unnamed. How do I name myself?
Type your name in the upper right block.
Try it.
Oh, enter your name. Okay. See, did I play this role very well?
We're in very Google well. Hangout.
And I'm going to.
We have. South
put
Korea,
Nina 1 in case Maryland. The other Nina shows up.
I don't know where she is in Abu Dhabi. I don't know where she
share
is.
This pad now I have to do?
No, you don't have to share it. You can type in there and say hello.
Let me try. I just wrote my name. Hello.
Okay, we see you, Nina.
Yes! It worked. Okay, if Yulkin shows up, tell her she's Nina 2 today.
Yeah.
Jeff, how do I log in there? Because I typed my name in the tangerine, but it doesn't show up when I type something.
Did you type?
Oh, it's okay.
Is this the? There you go.
It's yep. working.
Once
it's
you
working.
Enter your name and you type it in. Although, okay. Like, I don't know. Titan. I like the TitanPad chat. I don't like the interface because the actual chat space is really kind of small.
Right.
I have a question as a newbie. I now have this in one tab. Not really. I have this in one tab, and I have the other thing in the other tab, and so I can't look at them both at the same time.
What's the
I
other thing?
I should have opened the Webheads in Action with the chat. So,
okay, so that's
because
one tab.
I'm
what's the other tab?
This, the Google Hangout.
The Hangout. Oh.
So I would have to be in two different browser windows instead of two different tabs in order to see both of them. Otherwise, I have to keep toggling back and forth.
There is a way to open the Hangout in a tab. But yeah, I mean, I think basically when people are in the Hangout, they can focus on the Hangout. And if you have two monitors or you want to switch back. Or the other thing is,
But if you're in the Hangout and somebody that's not in the Hangout has a question or a comment, don't you want to be able to see it?
Yeah.
Especially if you have a big group.
So you might want to do some browser resizing. If you have just one monitor, kind of half the monitor is this
resizing.
And half.
Well, I could do that. The thing is, and I have to go into webheadsinaction.org. Oops, somebody's echoing. I don't think it's me. I have to go in. I have to open another browser window. Then I would have to open webheadsinaction.org again so that I could put, I could open both of them on my screen. Isn't that correct? I mean, there's no way you can look at two tabs at the same time.
You can go back and forth.
No, but that's hard. No, so I'm going to open another one.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yay!
Hey, Sand.
Hello, Sandra.
Okay, saved.
Well done.
Nice to see you. Sand, where are you? Hello?
Oh, we just lost you, Sandra.
She's there.
No, she's not. She's talking, and we're not hearing her.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. She's not hearing us, maybe. Can you hear us, Sandra? Thumbs up if you can hear us. Yep, thumbs up. Okay, she can hear us. That's cool. Okay.
And we heard you momentarily, and then...
You said hello and then disappeared.
And it almost, I heard a little bit of a sizzle. It almost sounded like the plug was plugged in and then somehow got disconnected.
But if you can thumbs up, you can talk to us in sign.
There you go.
Except some of us wouldn't understand her.
Well, we can imagine.
Okay, does this work... I'm trying to get Webheads in Action on Firefox. Does it work in Firefox?
Sure.
Yes, it's coming. It's just taken a while to load.
Yeah. Okay. And there's another thing too.
Who was that?
I suggested.
And what time is it where you are? Okay.
I've got a suggestion in the TitanPad text chat. And the suggestion is to give that URL for just the TitanPad.
Vance, I just typed it. I just typed it.
Yeah, if you open just that, it has a question mark at the end?
I just copy and pasted.
Oh, okay. And the question mark was there as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming up, yes.
Yes, that works.
Okay.
But so, it doesn't come up as just the chat. It comes up as another window.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to... Three question mark. Oh, Jeff LeBeau.TitanPad. Oh, okay.
I always like the way it looks like Jeff.
And yeah.
Okay, now I have my two windows open in my two browsers, and I could sort of see, except if we had more people in the Hangout, I don't think I would be able to see all of you.
No, they would just get smaller.
I can see Claire. Hi, Claire.
Hi. Why don't we use the little text box in Google Hangout, the chat box?
Excuse me while I take my granola out of the oven.
There's a
what
problem with that.
What is granola doing in the oven?
What's the problem with it, Matt? What's the problem?
Well, two problems. One, Jeff is a stickler about audio. That's the first thing. The second,
which isn't so much an issue anymore. It doesn't ding anymore.
Oh, it doesn't ding anymore. Oh, okay.
Is that good that it doesn't ding?
Yes, we're
anti-ding. That was really offending sensibilities.
So it's distracting. Okay.
Yeah, but we need a central chat place, so we can't really use the Hangout because. We need the TitanPad space so that people who are just on the stream can talk to us.
Gotcha.
Because only the people in the Hangout see the Hangout chat.
Yeah.
I get you.
It's good for back channeling. It's like if the people are in the Hangout and one session is talking now and one is, okay, this session B, you're up next, we could kind of back channel there. In terms of anything we want archived or interactive.
Okay, it was a naive question. I withdraw it.
No, it's a good question. You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing we need to, brainstorm. Because the next suggestion is going to be just the one we need.
And honestly, like, I mean, TitanPad is sort of the friendliest solution at this point because it works on most browsers. It's not Java. It's a pretty friendly chat room. I don't love the small space that it takes up on the screen, and especially if we have 100 people tuning in, I don't know how well that's going to work.
But it's good to avoid Java, I agree.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And then, of course, we need the moderation functionality, too. Not that it happens often, but in case you start getting, someone who gets in there and starts saying boobs, 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 or something.
In case we get some weirdo like Vance in there, then we have to really watch out.
Yeah.
What about that unnamed character? Watch that one.
I think that was me. I think I didn't realize I was supposed to sign in, so it was probably me.
Oh, you can change that. If it's you, you just go up to the very top of the window and write your name in.
But like, if we do wind up using this, that's one of the basic, like, we need to prepare the, okay, here's, like, that question's going to get asked 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so if we can make it 50 times, that's even better.
No, I figured it out eventually, Vance, but it took me a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we can get people, well, you can't really, but if we do have practices and people can come to the practices, then, that will be useful.
Which is another thought I had, is that wouldn't it be lovely to have a lineup? Like, in most years, it's been, okay, who's around? Who's ready to Skype in? Oh, this person from that session and that person. Like, if we actually kind of said, okay, here's a tentative order. Let's talk to people from this session first and then this session. And if sessions wanted, they could kind of decide, well, do you want to do it via Hangout or do you want to do it via Illuminate? And whichever they're more comfortable with is fine.
Didn't we do a kind of a partly Hangout, partly Illuminate last year?
Yeah.
And I was asking people how that went. I don't know, Sandra was there. Sandra, you can hear us, but we can't hear you still? Poor Sandra. What can we... Let's see, is there a wizard in the... There is a wizard, isn't there? If you pull down the settings gear, then let's see, I've just pulled it down, and it allows you to select a default device or a device that you're going to use.
So, Sandra, we'd love to hear from you. Sandra, can I don't have your Skype ID, but I have your phone number. Is it possible to either call you on the phone or get your Skype ID so we can make audio contact? I see typing happening.
Sandra Rogers is typing.
Okay. Stand by for Skype contact, Sandra. Although I don't know if your Skype is on. Let's see. Oh. The person who I'm trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep. Hi, Sandra. This is Jeff. Morteza was in the Illuminate, is in the Illuminate, and was saying, I don't know if he had the Google Plus set up, so I think he's working on that now. He did mention some things are blocked in Iran, so we're standing by. Oh, so
Morteza, I've seen it.
What happened when you clicked on the Hangout link? Did you get... Oh, he's trying it now. He's trying to do it. We'll stand by.
I think Mortez has been in Hangouts before, if I'm not mistaken.
Aha.
Yeah, take your time, Morteza, because as you can see, you're not really missing anything, but it would be nice if we can get you in, because this is really practice for... the real session.
Oh, Vance, while we're waiting, Friday I had 5 vaccinations.
Oh, 5 vaccinations. So that's Claire's way of telling everybody that she wants us to know that she's going to
Angola. Everybody knows it. Everybody already knows it.
I'm sorry, where are you going? I don't know it.
I'm going to Angola.
Oh.
That wasn't my way of letting you know that. I've already announced it on Facebook. But I had yellow fever and typhoid and hepatitis and polio and something else meningitis.
Wow.
Vaccinations.
You should stay healthy.
I hope so.
Huh. Okay, Sandra has a problem. Her computer has a virus and that's attacked the audio. But you came in. Earlier. I mean, how would a virus attack the audio?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. And because we heard your audio for a moment. And I'm really curious what happened. And also, A, is your Skype on? Because it seemed like your Skype was off. And we heard you for a moment, and then a sizzle, and then you were gone.
I think it's aliens. Aliens leave a sizzle. They make a sizzle sound.
Here's Nina.
So I did want to get back to your granola issue, Nina. What are you doing with your roasting your granola? Or?
Oh, you just bake it at 275. It's much cheaper, you know. Granola is so darn expensive.
So you kind of just get like oats and stuff?
Oats and stuff. Would you like the recipe?
Sure.
Right here? Shall I send it to you?
You can put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat. Okay, hang on. Let me actually get it so I remember.
Oh, better. Put it in the Titan pad. Then it's, yeah, then that, it's for that. History.
Then we've done something productive tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
You could even.
Morning.
Okay, all right, here we go. Hang on a minute.
These may be some things that you can't get in Korea.
That's what I was thinking. But okay, iHerb.com is awesome. iHerb has like all the healthy stuff, and they ship really quite affordably here.
Okay, Nina, do you see where I'm making a space for your granola recipe? Look in the Titan pad. Look to the left of the chat, and in the main window itself.
Oh,
I'm gonna make it.
All right. So what is that thing?
This is Titan pad. Titan pad is kind of like a Google Doc. The chat is really ancillary to the Titan pad, so we're using the chat at the moment more than we are using the Titan pad feature. But Titan pad is basically a Google Doc.
So you can see me type it.
Yes, we can. Boil together. Yes, okay. You can type it or you can paste it if you want.
No, because I don't have it. I mean, I just have it written down on a recipe card. Excuse me.
Oh, cool. Okay. No problem. Well, anyway, and this will leave it for posterity, and because once you've typed it in, it never goes away. Even if someone erases it, you can get it back. It's kind of like it's a wiki. So, awesome. Etherpad was a company that made this really successful Etherpad product, and they were so successful that they were bought by Google. And I think Google actually used their expertise to improve its Google Doc functionality, because it used to be really hard to, if you get a class of people, you couldn't all write on the Google Doc at once. But once they bought Etherpad, then that worked a lot better. Meanwhile, Etherpad had been produced as an open source code. So because it was open source, lots of entrepreneurs, I suppose, or who knows who they are. Anyway, they picked it up and they hosted it on their own web services. The TitanPad is one of those. And if you want to get the other services, just type Etherpad clone into Google and you'll see lots of other services. And there's some reviews of the services. And they don't all function equally. It depends on the server that they're running on. So sometimes they'll allow like only 5 people in it. Sometimes they'll allow 15 or 20. So you kind of have to experiment if you're using them in class.
Which is an interesting question. I know we've had maybe 30 people in a Titan pad. I don't know what it's going to max out at for chat.
Okay. Titan pad, 30 people. That's good. Sometimes my classes, if I'm using... Like there's Mopad, for example, the Mozilla pad. I don't know how many people that takes. That one's kind of robust. But if you've got 30 people, that's very good. That sounds pretty robust.
But not robust enough for a launch cast.
Right.
Well, you know, the ChangeMook destroyed several such services and finally ended up with Illuminate. This is quite a nice recipe.
Well, it's sort of you know, a recipe that I found, and then I kind of did other things to it. So it's not exactly the original recipe, but it's where I am at the moment.
I was reading...
I think I'm mixing up my semicolons and my commas here, but you get the picture. Did I do the cinnamon?
I am never going to fully master semicolons. You know, I'm for abolishing semicolon. Like,
no, I love
like
semicolons.
My husband.
Semicolons are the best punctuation mark.
I never use them confidently.
Why, Jeff? You need to get eat
shoots
and leaves. Now you're just supposed to use them. See, I have a semicolon right here, and here, and here. Here, okay, and here I put a comma.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but we're echoing.
Okay, I'm just seeing if the computer would at least pick up my voice.
Oh, awesome. Hello, Sam.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, so I don't know what is going on with my headsets. Yeah, I had some major virus spyware, and it just attacked the audio. So I don't know if it can also attack the headsets or what.
Did you change microphones?
I can't grasp it.
Yeah, I tried two or three different.
I'll drink a little. It cools off. Save me a little swallow at the end.
All right. Anyways, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. You just got here.
Just got here.
I'm glad you got it working. And sometimes the culprit is the microphone. I used to work with a software company where we had to use microphones, and oftentimes that was the problem. Microphones just break. Tracy Talk, that's right. When we were developing that, we were constantly throwing away microphones. So, you know, that sometimes fixes the issue.
I tried the new ones, and it wasn't working either.
Okay.
Well,
you fixed it. That's
well,
good.
Yeah, this is my husband's computer, so at least I know it'll recognize my voice, but I've got to get a headset that works so I know that you hear echo. There was some kind of awful echo on that other, my computer. I don't know what that is.
Were you in the Illuminate also?
No.
No?
So... Yeah, this is why I haven't gone to Illuminate, is because I can't figure out the volume problem. So, anyway, I wanted to say hello and goodbye.
I was having trouble with that, too, but I think it's on my end in Illuminate. That's why I was so shocked when everybody could hear me today. I seem to be able to use my headset now, but if I try to take the headset out and, like, Skype somebody without it, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe the built-in mic isn't working, or it doesn't know how to switch from the default headset.
Are you going to do bagels today?
Are you talking to us, Claire?
I've already had yours. Sorry, I was talking to my husband. I'll be quiet.
Well, I'm sorry. What kind of bagels? Bagels sound good.
I'd like sesame, please. Usually,
we can do bagels.
Jeff says he wants sesame, please. No, usually my husband does a Sunday morning bagel run, and I was asking him if he was going to do that, but I think he's going to make oatmeal instead. Sorry, Vance, no bagel. Sorry, Jeff.
He could. Why don't you have him make granola?
That's a good idea. Yeah, I like
it
that.
It takes a little while, though. I haven't eaten mine yet.
With
the reason
Nina's
I was
recipe.
Gone so long, I was I had to go down and do laundry also. Did I put the coconut in? Yeah, okay.
And
I mean,
the recipe.
This is the kind of recipe where, except for the oatmeal and the salt, you could probably take out anything you don't like or don't have and just play around with the ingredients that you have. The original recipe tells you that when you transfer this to your pan, like a roasting pan, you spray Pam on the roasting pan, and then you put this in the pan, and then you bake it in a layer. And it tells you to squeeze it together to make lumps, which is a real pain in the neck because it gets all sticky on your hands, or else you have to use rubber gloves. And anyway, so this is the second time I'm making it without having squeezed it, and it was fine. So I didn't write that down. Lasts about, they say, about 2 weeks. I usually eat mine before then.
I was going to tell you about Jeff Jarvis's book, What Would Google Do? Have you read that one? Anybody?
No. You mean you don't want to talk about granola?
It is about granola. There's a chapter in it. He takes all kinds of different concepts, and he tries to figure out what Google would do if they were running the business. And one of the things he addresses is restaurants. Let's say you had a Googleized restaurant where you put all your menus online, for example. This is just one example. All your menus go online, and people can then annotate them, and people can try them out, and people can feed back to you on, so when you go to the restaurant to actually get the meal, the recipe is there, but it's not, the concept is not that, it's not like most restaurants, which conceal their recipes. So, Did I say recipes or menu? I meant the recipes are open.
Ah.
So he just applies Google Think to lots of different businesses. One of the chapters is about toilet paper. I think that was just a challenge for him.
Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Holly.
Hi. Sorry to be so late, but glad to be here.
It's good to see you. You're in my neighborhood, sort of.
Yeah, not so far, yeah. So how do I get to see this recipe?
If you go to webheadsinaction.org.
Okay.
And on the main page below the video, when it loads, you don't want to play the video because it's just going to be this hangout that you're already in. But below that, you're going to see a Titan pad with Nina's granola recipe.
Vance, I'm wondering if Google puts this into practice because you know that they serve free food to employees at all their company, at all their offices.
I hope it's healthy.
So I think it is very healthy.
This book is about how Google's business model, through openness and sharing and doing things for free, you know, just to get the pennies for the advertising, can be applied to other businesses, possibly successfully. So
that's my point. That's my point. I was wondering if they apply that to their own company.
Well, Jeff Jarvis, he's not in Google. Yeah. He just wrote a book about them. He just kind of imagined how Google, he analyzes what Google does that's successful, and then he tries to apply these models. And the book is actually addressed to someone who might want to start a business. Let's say Jeff LeBeau wants to set up a World Bridges company. Now, how would you do it? Would you hide everything and, you know, hand it out, you know, people who put the credit card number in? No, you make it open. You know,
that's what Jeff would do. Yes,
people on board. that's what Google would do,
right?
And Jeff does. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering if Google is actually applying that idea in their actual company. That was, you know, you say it's what would Google do. So I wondered if Google, since they are in fact serving food, I was wondering if they actually did that. That was all. Maybe they are. We don't know. We don't work there.
I don't know. You know, I mean, Jeff Jarvis would say that Google would set up a blog and it would get feedback from people all over the place, and those recipes would be open, you know, and you'd just be part of a community. You'd build up a community of restaurateurs. I think there is actually somebody who set up a wine store like that. You know, he's quite well known. I've read about him in a couple of books of that ilk.
Hey guys, I got disconnected while I was finishing, and now, I mean, I tried to reconnect, and now it says the connection has timed out. The server at JeffLeBeauTitanPad.com is taking too long to respond. Could be temporarily unavailable or too busy. Try again. I can't read the whole thing. Try again in a few moments.
Yeah.
Reconnect now or refresh option?
I did, and I used that. Well, I didn't. I had reconnect now, and then I had. Let me try again. It says it has to. Firefox must send information that will repeat any action that was performed earlier. Okay. says it's loading. You never... Okay, it's back. But I had to do that twice.
Oh. Yeah. Let's see. I see also that you lost a little bit of your sentence. Let me see if I can get some of that. Just a minute. Or maybe let me see if I can.
All right, I'm going to stop adding.
Okay, I'm going to try to reconnect. I just copied that sentence that was still on my computer. And when it reconnects, I'll paste it in for you. Here we go. Here it comes. Wait for it.
Bing.
Okay, there you are.
Ha-ha. If you made oatmeal, I would have some.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, it just happened to be
a... I lost the yum-yums. I'll just put one.
Okay.
What happened? Do you guys see me?
Yes.
Do you guys see you?
Because I don't see myself anymore. I lost my own self.
No.
I think that... No, you're there.
Wow. Existential crisis strange. Here at Learning Together.
I know. I've lost myself. I've lost my identity. It's terrible. I had an
interesting thing happen this week in two different Google Plus Hangouts. Not Air, just Hangouts. And that was that one of the members attending showed up twice. She kept saying that she was getting messages saying she was disconnected, but we were seeing her twice, two heads at the bottom. And each head was a different camera view. It was a different camera view. And she swore she was only using one device.
That's strange.
I've seen something like that, but not where they were both moving. Like sometimes when someone gets booted out of the Hangout and they have to come back in, their older image will stay there for a little while frozen, and then the new one will come in. No, but if they were both moving, then there's something spooky going on.
Yeah, and she kept saying, I'm really only on one computer. But we saw different parts of her room. We were describing different things that we could see, and she only saw one of herself. So it was quite interesting.
Speaking of existential issues, Vance, when is the Webheads Google Plus community going to exist?
That's a good
idea. Jeff, I've got to... I wanted to ask you, Jeff. I was looking at that actually earlier today. Where do you set that up? I can't find a create a community.
Go to your Google Plus page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my own Google Plus page.
Just Google Plus. Click on your Plus Vance.
Mm-hmm. Google Plus.
And in your Google left Plus. Menu, all right, why don't I do some screen sharing here?
Yeah, on the left side, you'll see the...
Okay, Plus Vance, yes.
You've got your home, your profile, explore, and the fifth icon down for me is communities.
I don't have that.
Oh, really?
I saw communities actually earlier in an earlier rendition. I'm not sure why I had it. I just I've seen it, but it only gives me the communities that I am already in.
Huh.
I'm refreshing this. Oh, here it is. I refreshed for some reason. Now it's given it to me. But when I get
the community in the upper right,
it's funny. It disappeared. Oh, maybe it's under more.
No.
It just went away.
Can you share your screen?
I can try. Let's
see. How do you share your screen?
In the Google Plus.
Mm-hmm. In the same window where we're having the Hangout or a different window?
Screen share.
Correct.
Screen share.
So in my Google Plus, I've got invite people, chat, screen share. So it's a third icon down.
Oh, what? Oh, well,
that's
that?
Weird. Looks
that
like
was
a
me.
Kaleidoscope.
That's when I'm very speaking, cool. And so instead of seeing my webcam, you're seeing my screen, and this is the Hangout, and in Alice in Wonderland fashion.
That is cool.
Okay.
I have another question.
Here it is. I'm going to refresh this. Yeah, I'm going to refresh it. Watch this. What I'm refreshing? I just refreshed it a moment ago. I've just refreshed. Here it comes back again. It's gone away. Let's see what it...
Oh, yeah, click more.
For some reason or other. Here I got communities. I've got communities here. See?
What's
now,
communities?
A moment ago, it disappeared.
It was born a couple days ago.
Again. Oh, no, here it is. Under more. More.
So it's kind of like the Facebook groups have come to Google+.
And
Facebook groups have come to Google+.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and
where do I find the... Oh, create a community. Here we go.
There you go.
Hey, listen.
Oh, we're
I was exactly thinking, I got to do this before James O'Reilly does it.
Quick, Vance, quick.
Yeah.
The Minuteman.
I mean,
he's
trouble.
Like a terrorist.
Public, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
The webhead terrorist.
Something I was reading. Oh, something that Beza Yilmaz sent me on. Let's call it Webheads in Action.
That's original.
Okay. Anyone can join. Should we let anybody join?
Yes.
No.
Is there an advantage?
Because then James O'Reilly is going to join.
Because you could still moderate.
The moderator needs to approve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
see you doing anything.
Or mean, you mean if anyone joins,
you
I can
still
moderate them out? Is that what you're saying, Jeff?
Let me check on that.
This is a high stakes test.
Yes, you can. Yes, right. Yes, you can. You can ban them from the community.
Mm-hmm. And Vance is failing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Failing?
Okay. Well, I'm sure I can change it later.
What do you mean, Claire?
Anyone can join.
Yep.
Well, somebody said it's a high stakes test, and I said he's failing the test.
Oh, no. I meant that if you couldn't ban James O'Reilly once you started
right.
the group, you would have to start a whole new group with a different name.
I know. I just like the idea of saying that Vance is failing. It's fun.
Vance, you have 79 Google Plus notifications that you have not noticed.
Oh, my God. So remiss.
He's just sipping from the fire hose.
I know.
He's ducking the fire hose.
That's like what I do.
Vance, I'm not hearing you.
Once every 6
Somehow
months.
We lost your audio.
Sorry.
The old button. Green button.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
We gotcha. I have a question about the Etherpad recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were you and I wanted to retain this recipe after this chat was over, where would I find it?
At this URL. Actually,
what
the URL,
URL
that he gave.
The webheadsinaction.org?
So,
there are a lot of URLs going around now. There's the Hangout and there's the webheadsinaction.org.
So this is one new thing, kind of using one. It's got advantages and disadvantages of using a Titan Pad. So right now I've sort of got this live studio page where I've got the Hangout on air and then I've got this Titan Pad. When I'm done with it, I'm just going to convert it to a post. And so it's going to have the recording of this stream plus the Titan Pad. So this
and
is
where's
a
the post going to be?
I'll put it on webheadsinaction.org.
Oh, guys, I'm looking here at Illuminate, and it looks like Daria is here. And Marteza is not able to get into the Hangout. It says this product is not available in your country.
Oh, that's too bad.
What can I do? Please help me. The sound is breaking down. But I also noticed that Daria is in there now, and she's probably wanting to get ready for the next session. So I'm just letting you know what's happening. I'm just reporting from the other
platform. I just noticed it. That she has just arrived, and I've made her a moderator.
Good deal,
so,
I see that. You're so good at multitasking.
I'm so not.
I'm wondering if we should invite her. Let's see what she wants to do. Oh, okay, she's speaking. Okay, so anyway, I'll interact over there with her and see what's going on.
Oh, Holly, you just showed up on my, what do you call that thing at the bottom under the big picture, ribbon? Jeff, can I ask a question about Google Hangout?
You can ask questions in perpetuity.
Thank you, Jeff. I want to know if I had to cough or speak to my husband or whatever, if there's a mute.
There certainly is.
In the
upper,
I do see it. Thank you. I just answered my own question.
Turn camera off.
There's a mute microphone. There's also a mute mute webcam.
If I want to ask my husband a question about bagels, I can use that.
Exactly. Yes.
And if you want to make out with him, you can mute the webcam.
Oh, wow. So exciting.
Mine is sitting behind my computer across the table from me.
They were talking about using the mute mic or the mute video, and Jeff said if you want to make out, you could use the mute video.
Although that's
or not. Or not. You know, we could watch.
Webheads after hours.
My husband's laughing. Oh, my God. My husband's reading the morning paper.
So is mine. Which morning paper is yours reading?
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Mine's reading the Washington Post. Holly's disappeared again.
Yeah, she's come and gone.
Does that, when she's not in that thing down there, does that mean she's not in the Hangout, or she just...
That's doesn't... correct. When someone leaves a Hangout, their little thumbnail...
That's not a good sign.
I'm going to try muting my video and then putting it back on to see what happens. So here goes. So now, can you hear me still?
We can hear you still, but there's just a blank black screen.
Okay, so now I'm going to put it back on. Now you can see me again, right?
Yep.
So it works. What do you know?
Any response from Daria?
Well, yeah, I think Daria probably can hear us. Daria, can you hear us in the stream here? We'll wait for Daria to respond.
She says, I guess I need to set up my voice settings or something.
Ah, okay. Well,
that's what she was able. Donate.
Yeah, she was able to upload her slides, so I think she must be familiar with it. So if she's... I can tell. Let's see. She... No, or... don't see where...
Before we wrap this part up, I just want to check with Claire and Nina. How was your Illuminate viewing experience? If you were to participate in the LaunchCast in the Illuminate, watching the Hangout there...
Oh, it was fine.
It was fine?
Is that
the sound,
what we did?
Sound was very good.
Is that what we did last year? Was that
yes.
When you were doing From World Bridges, was that Illuminate?
It wasn't really World Bridges. It was a Hangout and Illuminate.
No, I think I missed the launch last year. So I'm thinking back 2 years. And what were you doing 2 years ago? Do you remember?
Who knows? That was so long ago.
Okay, well, I don't know how to answer your question then, okay. Because I'm pretty sure that I missed it
last year. But earlier tonight or this morning when you were there, you were able to hear us and see us, and it was okay.
Sorry?
Before
this
you came
morning?
To, be, yes, before you came to the
oh,
Hangout.
Oh, I could hear you fine.
Okay.
Yes, I could. So I'm opening that now.
Because I think that might be wind up, what might be what happens, is we do sort of a Hangout portion in the beginning where maybe the moderators and some of the session people talk, and it's being streamed into Illuminate so people can watch it there, can hang out there, can chat there if they want. And then we move to the Illuminate because some people aren't going to be able to access the Hangout or prefer Illuminate, and then some kind of post-show chaos somewhere.
Okay, I'm opening the Illuminate room now. So am I going to have to close the Hangout?
Well, what I would suggest is, for now, muting the Illuminate. When you go to the Illuminate, you can kind of move the speaker slider all the way to the left.
Oh, just turn it down.
Right.
Okay. So there may be an echo momentarily when it opens before
correct.
I figure out what to do. It's just starting recorder module.
Now, Holly is back, and I'm wondering, Holly, have you had some issues getting booted out of the Hangout?
This is exactly what has been happening to my students in classes, so I'm thrilled to be experiencing it. Because now I understand what they're talking about. I was still hearing you, but I could not find you. I went back to Google Plus, and it said rejoin Hangout, and I clicked to rejoin Hangout, and nothing happened. Eventually, I got a please try again, but I was still hearing you. Finally, and I'm checking all my tabs. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And finally, I went back in my email, and I still had my email open, and that's where I was hearing you. When I went back, when I closed my email,
and
I
your
was able
email?
To go back to, in my email, the live air was playing right from my email.
Like, do you have a browser-based email?
I use Gmail.
Yes, Vance.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We've got to give time to Daria. She can hear us in the stream. So Daria is giving a presentation in 8 minutes, more or less, and everyone is welcome to stay. Now, is that something that we can seg with the Hangout? Because you can't hear Illuminate in the Hangout, can you?
I wouldn't seg it with the Hangout. I would seg it with the stream. So for people who, like, if something's happening in the Illuminate and we want people to be able to watch it who can't get into the Illuminate, I can switch the stream that's on Webheads in Action to the Illuminate.
Is it something you want to play with now, or is
sure? What I will do, because it's coming up on midnight here, but as Daria gets ready for her presentation, I will switch this Google On Air stream to the Illuminate, and I'll go ahead. I'll be up until 1 o'clock. I'll be bright. I had a big eating day. I shouldn't have any late night.
I have a question. I'm looking at Illuminate, and I see the Google Hangout. Is somebody broadcasting the Google Hangout inside Illuminate?
No.
Exactly.
I saw it earlier when I was trying to find you.
I can see the Hangout also.
Yeah, it's still there. Oh,
who did
if you
that?
Look in... Oh, Jeff did that.
It's very clever.
No, if you look in the Titan pad, to the underneath Nina's recipe, you can see a link. You can see a screenshot. There's a screenshot to what we're doing here in the Hangout. So I just made a screenshot.
Very nice.
Wait a second. Yeah. I lost that.
But Vance, it's not a screenshot that I'm seeing inside Illuminate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing you move around with all the pictures of the faces underneath.
Right. Me too.
We're definitely seeing the Hangout inside Illuminate.
And I was hearing it both places also. It was really awful, and I just said, oh, my God, what am I doing? I'm screwing
them up. The screenshot is not what I'm seeing. The screenshot is not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the actual Hangout.
The Illuminate is live motion here. These are my main computers, so this is where here's my Hangout on monitor A, and then on monitor B on my desktop, I've got the Illuminate. Over here on my laptop, I am capturing the video of the Hangout and streaming it into the Illuminate.
Of course you are.
Okay.
Master
manipulator. It's called Over My Head.
Yeah. Thank you, Holly. Thank you. I feel better.
You know, but we're all learning from Jeff incrementally.
Absolutely.
But one point I want to make, and I hope it kind of hits critical mass for this EVO, is I have been doing things that have been really kind of hard with webcasting for a number of years, and they're not hard anymore. What I'm doing now, just in terms of streaming this Hangout, is a three-click operation that anyone can do with no special equipment. So as EVO happens and people want to have these kinds of Hangouts and be able to stream them and record them, it's so doable and so painless. Well, not always painless, but it's much easier than it has been.
Do you need to have multiple computers to do it?
No.
You can do it all in one?
Yes.
It's just hard to see all of it in one.
It's hard to, like, you know, do the Hangout and then put it into Illuminate and all of that. But if you just want to have this kind of Hangout and be able to record it and be able for other people to tune in, it's remarkably easy.
That's really easy. Getting the Titan Pad in there, and that's a little script manipulation. But
yeah, that was very cool.
But you could just have your Titan Pad as a separate window if you wanted. We've got to kind of let Daria do her thing, and it would have been nice if we could...
5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 5 minutes away.
But
Daria, are you set up and ready to go, or do you... And is this audience going to be here for Daria?
I'm going to be here. I'm going to stay.
Yay.
I can stay for part, yeah.
Okay. Jeff, you can just leave your avatar there.
I'm going to have to take my leave now, but it's been a lot of fun. I think I've learned some stuff. And, Vance, we're going to use this again on January 6th, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Good deal.
Oh, you mean for us? Yes. Right. Yes, of course. We
okay.
could.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Actually, this would be a good one. Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. Bye.